Strategie. Für den. Wenn du Rupsen hast, dann gehörst du mit. Dann können die mal dich. Radha Shams und Zadji. And then we came back to Gopinath, Gauriamat. From Gopinath, Gauriamat, we came back to this place. Today, most respectable Sri Nitalila Prabhu, Sri Om Vishnupad, Ashwatthasad, Sri Srimad Bhakti, Sridhar Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, appearance day as we are celebrating. On this occasion, in the morning, we performed arati and at his feet we offered our Pushpanjali. Now, some speakers will speak on his about his glories. First of all, I ask Padmanabha Maharaj will speak in brief 15-20 minutes. Padmanabha Maharaj. Just see if this is better. This is better. Like that only. That was better. Okay.
जी भैया यही ठीक है
Vaishnava Prabhu Shri Prabhu
Oh, what is going on? Wait a minute.
Prior to this meeting, this commentary, he know have also understood and been inspired to have realized that actually the Brahma Vaidhi Mantra is a glorification in the ultimate sense of none other than Krishna Vandana Nishimati Radhika as the power of Sri Krishna, as the ultimate destructive Sri Krishna, and actually the Brahma Vaidhi is worshipping Srimati Radhika. So when he read the commentary of Srila Bhaktivinoda Sridhar Maharaj, which he wrote in Sanskrit language and then elaborated upon this, he said exactly the same thing. That this Gayatri Mantra, it is the flute song of Krishna, and it is ultimately worshipping Radha Adam Deemahi, meditating upon the lotus feet of Sri Radharani. So Sri Radharani said he was so happy to hear and to see that Sri Radharani had conveyed in such a beautiful way the same realization that he had had. So Sri Radharani also wrote a very beautiful epic moment called Prema Dhamma Deva Stotra. This is about 72 verses in very beautiful Sanskrit poetry, which has the same meter as one of the poems of Srila Krishnadasa Kaviraja Swamipada. And in this 72 poems, the entire life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was summarized from in chronological order from his birth until the end of his manifest demons and pastime. And all preaching and the knowledge of everything were very beautifully put within this talk. One of the exalted disciples of Srila Bhaktivinoda Sarasvati was a very close friend, very intimate Bhagavad of Srila Srila Maharaj, and Srila Kinshana Krishna Das Bhagavad Maharaj. And he used to love to sing those verses of the great Dhamma Deva Sankara. So, Srila Srila Maharaj also proposed various poems in glorification of our Rupa Durga Guru Mahārāja. He composed poems in glorification, songs in glorification and asakams, for Śrīla Bhakti-vinoda Thakura, Śrīla Gaura-śrīla Bhakti Maharaj, Śrīla Bhakti-vinoda Thakura. And those songs, like one of them, Sujanātma-vinoda Thakura, so that song was read by Srila Prabhupada himself from the Shams Rakhati, and he liked it so much. He said it was composed in a very happy style, very beautiful meter, and therefore he wanted that it would be sung every day in all of his going by temples around the world, and therefore he wanted to do that in all the devotion of their singing that beautiful song and glorification of Jagat Guru Deva Srila Prabhupada. And when Srila Maharaj proposed his song in glorification of Srila Bhaktivinoda, then Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada said, it is as if the hand of Srila Bhaktivinoda has written this himself. So there was a very wonderful background to Srila Srila Maharaj's move of service to Srila Prabhupada, but he did not deserve to be his life after he came to the Gopis Mount. He did so much extensive preaching during the life of Srila Prabhupada, and he was in charge of various temples in Delhi Temple, he preached in Madras, he preached in Bombay, including Shaker. There's a very wonderful incident which took place in Bombay, which I heard Srila Srila Maharaj himself convey. He told the story that when they went there for preaching in Bombay, they wanted to start the Gopinath temple there. So it so happened that our Srila Devi Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, who was known as the Vaishnava Vidya Prabhu at that time, still in household life and doing his business, pharmaceutical business, he was also in Bombay at that time. And because they knew each other so well, our Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, he combined in a team with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Bhakti Sarada Goswami Maharaj, the three of them, they would go to visit various persons in Bombay to try to get support and benefit from Bombay Goswami. So, Sri Sarada described that Sri Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Sarada Goswami Maharaj, would introduce to his contact something industrial with a person like this. And then Srila Sridhar Maharaj would do the preaching. He would deliver the siddhanta. And then Srila Bhakti Goswami Maharaj would get this for the donation. So this way, with the trio, they were preaching and they were feeding and starting to go in front. And there's one incident that also took place there in Bombay. That, you know, in the around 1932 or 1933, Srila Bhakti Kripalani Mahamudra, who had been sent to Europe, he had been sent to preach in Germany and England. And he was there for something like 2 years. And when he returned back, brought home, of course, in those days by ship, he returned back and served. Landed in Bombay. And at that time, our Bhagavad Gita Sri Maharaj were also there. Now, both of these personalities have been told and ordered by Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati to preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English speaking language to the Western country. Because actually, Srila Sri Maharaj was requested by Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada spoke in English. But he explained himself that at that time he said, if you order me, I will, I can go. But I did not feel that my nature would be able to accomplish so much. So then Srila Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada selected Srila Bhaktivinoda to go. And of course, our Srila Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, and then ordered from the first moment that he met Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur that he should preach the message of Mahaprabhu in an English-speaking language to the whole world. And that was reiterated before he left this world. So when they were both in Bombay, and Srila Bhaktivinoda was returning back, they were there to greet him. They actually greeted him when he came off the boat. And they brought him to the welcoming place. And when they began their discussions, naturally they were very curious to hear about his experience in the Western country. What was it like to go there to the West in lesser age, younger than age, trying to inject this vision of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What was your experience? So naturally, Srila Bhaktivinoda explained so many experiences that he had. Actually, he had focused very much on the intellectual class. And he had some connections with loyalty and so forth, but he was mainly focusing there at that time in his preaching attempt. So at that time he asked, he mentioned to them, he said, actually in the Western countries, they ask so many questions, and even some of their questions, very difficult to answer. So that's just to share that with them. Questions there? And then Srila Bhaktivinoda began to tell one question, and then Srila Bhaktivinoda, he actually provided a perfect answer to that question. Then he asked another question, and again Srila Bhaktivinoda perfectly answered that question with all logic and reason and siddhanta. Then the third question again, same thing. And then at that moment, there were no more questions that he could think of. And our Srila Bhaktivinoda Swamiraj, he stood up in that little assembly and he said, today Europe has been conquered by Asia. So Srila Bhaktivinoda truly was a most powerful exponent of this deep philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Saraswati, we know that he combined with our organization of Bhakti Pradyanjaya Maharaj, and their efforts went out for some time together in the progressive preaching mission of Bhakti Pradyanjaya Maharaj. Later on, Srila Sridhar Maharaj he actually had told about his own nature. And he said that, I am a backward pushing man. He used to use this term, backward pushing man. That he likes to remain in the background, and to, from the background, he used to like to push everyone forward, and to supply power from the rear, coming back. He didn't like to be the forefront. He and our children, he was talking on his own rush, he said publicly in a lecture in Marsport to his disciples in about 1973 or so, he said that, I have a plan that I want to start another institution after the breakdown of our room around the spoken left. And I wanted to make sure that our world could be called Chief Bishop of our own head of that institution. But as you know, she was a public organization when I started voting in the meeting, and so many of the godmothers came to mention that. But later on, she was Chief of our own, he had a very inclusive nature. Even Archbishop Buckingham was one of us. He himself told that I wanted to pull him up because he had so many deep realizations, but he was keeping to himself. Even Archbishop Prabhupada, from his most honors, was saying like that. But Srila Maharaj, he was so humble and so honest. He said, oh, my Guru Maharaj, when he was down to the rest of the conference, he used to call me a peace lover. So it's not his very humble question of a self-deprecating mood. He was like this, but in his old age, you know, before our Srila Prabhupada, from the Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, passed away from the stroke, he went to visit Srila Sridhar Maharaj one more time in 1977. And he met with him at that time. There's a recorded conversation, transcribed, and there he was reflecting Srila Sridhar Maharaj to please come and live in my court, with him. And he said, my disciples are building a house for me there. I want that you will come, you will live with me there. Many, many times I was feeling a very great need to consult with someone, but there is no one. So please, Maharaj, give me your order. Even I will make all arrangements. At that time, Shiva was very invalid. He said, I will make all arrangements. You will not have to move anywhere of your own energy. They are building a list also. So please come. Many educated people are coming from all over the world. So I will travel everywhere and pray for the region, reach to them right here. So at that time, she was here for us to read. He said, I will come, sometimes I will come. But at that time, he was very ill. And he told later, he thought, I thought that I could not survive Swami Maharaj. I would not live longer than him. But actually, by Krishna's will, he allowed Srila Sridhar Maharaj to stay in this world for 11 more years. And during that time, by the request of Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he gave so much help and guidance to all the rest of the world who came to him. He gave so much teaching, hundreds and hundreds of dollars of darshan. He answered so many questions, and he clarified all the Vaishnava Siddhanta. He made it very clear that what is the pathway of this bhakti, and he clarified what is the goal, what is the great prayojan, that our goal is not Krishna, not to serve Krishna, but to serve Srimati Radhika. He made this Radha-Gatya conception very clear, but he also was very practical in his teaching. He told that from where you are now, you should begin the process of Sharanagati. Just like yesterday we heard from Srila Gurudev, that Sharanagati and Shraddha, they are interchangeable, the same thing. So Srila Srinivasa was very practically, he would give instructions to the devotee, that how can you perform the process, the six limits of Sharanagati in your life? So in this way, Srila Srinivasa, he gave so much help and guidance to all the Vaishnavas throughout the world, to this very day. His lectures and his darshans have been translated and compiled in many books. And the devotees all around the world in different languages, they're reading these books and they're feeling so much help from this divine personality, Srila Bhakti Rakshakshita Maharaj. And in the same way that I felt this guidance in my own personal spiritual life after the disappearance of my Guru Maharaj, in the same way, after the disappearance of Srila Bhakti Rakshakshita Maharaj, as Jesus universe often all the time told him, he said that wherever you find the divine flow, the current of the absolute truth flowing down under this plane, where you find it living in a pure Vaishnava who is speaking Harikatha, then you should run there to that place immediately, and you should bow your head there and worship there. So in this way, Srila Sridhar gave us the clue that he told us to always keep searching for that pure Vaishnava. So by the mercy of Krishna, he gave our Srila Prabhupada in this world. Then he supplied Srila Bhakti Raja Sridhar Maharaj to it. And now, in this modern era, our beloved Srila Durga, Srila Bhakti Raja Sridhar Maharaj, he is the greatest representative
inspired to believe that he would like to hear what it is that I have realized. I realize that life is in fluctuation. Life is always subject to change. Change is a necessary and natural phenomenon. Change is the only constant thing. Krishna is dynamic and never ever speaks in vain. Today's presentation will be different, very different, because I will not recite any quotation. All the dialogue that you will hear, all of the poetry that you will hear, all of the songs that you will hear were written by me by virtue of his divine inspiration. My home is as a messenger, nothing more. Today's presentation is an offering to my Guru Maharaj and to Shiva Buddhadev as well, and not something that I have prepared to entertain you. However, it would be good if you would give your attention to these matters. We be here now. I began serving devotees in 1972 in New York City at the Iskcon Temple on West 55th Street. I was their martial arts instructor, and I taught devotees karate on the rooftop of that 55th Street temple 3 times a week. I was well respected in that devotional community 36 years ago. That's when it all happened to me. In 1983, I met a devotee in Philadelphia by the name of Craig Rocca. He was the head pujari of that temple, and we became the dearest of friends, a friendship that lasted for more than 20 years. Craig Rocca introduced many aspiring devotees to the teaching of Srila Sri Narayana. In 1984, Hiraka escorted me to Navadvipa, where I formally met my Guru Maharaj at the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mahat. During that visitation, I had the unprecedented good fortune of taking Diksha initiation directly from his lotus lips. After spending a considerable time at that mosque, Prabhupada and I traveled to the Keshavi Gopi Mart in Mathura to meet with Shiva Gurudev, who subsequently invited us to attend the Raj Mandala Parikrama with him and about 500 of his Indian devotee followers. We were the only two Westerners to attend that austere parikrama in 1984. After some time, Shiva Gurudev requested us to help him to build the Rupa Sanatana Mat in Vrindavan. I think that we raised a considerable portion of the money that was needed. I personally donated 50% of my weekly salary. I had my own construction company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in the United States, from which I earned a very lucrative salary. After some time, I believe that this Craig Rocca, who I mentioned before, single-handedly introduced scores of devotees to the teachings of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and to Srila Buddhadev as well. He had a revolutionary spirit. Srila Buddhadev renamed to Craig Rocca on the shore Das. I'm taking this time to personally honor and validate Ron Fisher Dawes for his valiant efforts. Unfortunately, Ron Fisher is not here. Last year, I had a conversation with one of the Pure Bucky website format lords. I mentioned the fact that together is probably the most important and significant word in the English language. And that is why I chose to use together, we, in the title of my book, with and my book, Together We Love. I did not take Together We from the Pure Bucky website, no, just the opposite is what happened. Together, I discovered this word about 30 years ago in a metaphysical book on magical words. It clearly describes that the word together is the most significant word in all states of accomplishment. The word we is also very significant because this word represents two vessels that are open to give and to receive. Whereas me is just the opposite, which is only capable of receiving from below but cannot contain anything. When we fail to include others, when we fail to synergize our heart with the heart of Guru, then we miss the vital purpose and meaning of life. I've heard a great deal about the need for more love and affection, but I haven't heard very much about mutual respect. Mutual respect is the first prerequisite, the first requirement. In order to qualify to receive love and affection, one will have to spawn that love and affection by giving love and affection. We get what we give, nothing more and nothing less. And when there is discrepancy between what we say and what we do, one is more inclined to accept what we do. Together we love. Together we love. We have an identifiable reality by virtue of the part we play in relationship. That is the only time we have any discernible identity. Without interactions, we are not. Together, we are. In a state of aloneness, we are not. I am not. Everything in this world deserves to be loved. Everything should be given mutual respect. Everything and everyone should be validated by virtue of their contribution. This is the Together We Love reality. It is a vital solution that will solve the problems of life. Together We Love is a world of consciousness that does not exclude anything or anyone. Moreover, it includes even every part of nature. Love is magical. It is the paramount state of awareness. Love is undoubtedly the most important aspect of all creation. God is love. His nature is love. His essence is love. When
Help me to do what
You are the personification of all that is great, and it is to fill the Lord with unpretentious humility and limitless facility, bestowing blessing that stands you alone can take me to that glorious place in haste, where there is no trace of ways. Unwavering determination and full throttle faith that gives us strength is what catapults us to that magnificent place.
Ken Carroll wants to lose. When she feels separation from you.
It is impossible to pacify her mind. From so much weeping, she has become nearly blind. Her servants, they borrow her mood and end her pain. All weeping, no one is feeling any separate identity. Everyone feels. The tears that they cry over the sky rise to the sky. Unfortunate, who are of that disposition, they have relinquished their position in this world where nothing is real. For this transcendental mood they had made an appeal. Now their heart is breaking, but they cannot. This is enlivening even those who are spiritually blind. This we take a little longer to die. While in his heart, with thoughts of his pastor, she is perpetually tortured by God. Living without him is real. Living without him is real. No! Living without them is the only crime, only crime. Her love is divine and her love is sublime. Serving them makes our existence whole. There is nothing beyond this. That is a fear.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
The father, who is in the house, is the father, and the father is the king. But Jim Schumacher
He asked me first about it, he said, what happened to him? I said, well, he was just fine because he was Buddha, loved the Buddha. And then Lucian and I said, oh, he was very buoyant, boy. Buoyant, he was very lively, very restless. And one day he was standing with his body lodge, and all of a sudden there was a big ruckus outside the temple. And Chikanaraswami then said, what's the problem? It's a problem. I can get a gun to go out there and kill people right away. So Chikanaraswami looked at him.
Sridhar Maharaj. They have given their Patanjali at his lotus feet of Sridhar Maharaj. With my Gurudev and along with Sridhar Maharaj and Pujavatila Vaman Maharaj. Every year we used to go and visit him. We used to hear the discussions and dialogues between my Gurudev and Guruvachala Sridhar Maharaj. One time, Guruvachala Sridhar Goswami Maharaj said, that And the name of the house was given by Ramananda Brahmachari. We went to Calcutta for learning law. He went to the law college and finished his law there. And he came to Mayapur for having darshan of Prabhupada. He saw that underneath a tree, the Brahmachari in a white cloth, sitting in a chair. And he has kept his legs on the table and meditating, closed eyes. And being the sannyasi